Welcome to today's Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm John Mowinkle. On today's program, we visit with breast cancer survivor Cindy Crozier of Knoxville, who shared her story at Knoxville Hospital and Clinic's Girls Night Out.
We are talking with a breast cancer survivor, Cindy Crozier. First of all, Cindy, thanks for taking a little bit of time to join me here. I guess just tell me your story here as we get started.
Okay, well, thanks for having me. And I've told my story, I think, every year, and I'll tell it again. When I was 42 years old, and I will tell you now I'm 61, I was went and had my mammograms done, and I got my pink paper in the mail telling me everything was okay, you're fine. And that was in November of that year. And then in January, I was getting ready to go to work one morning and noticed that there was a lump in my breast. And it was pretty good sized. I said something to my husband about it, and we said, well, better call the doctor first thing when the clinic opens, and talked with them, and they had me come over. And they examined me and said, yeah, that's something that we need to check into. They had set me up to have a biopsy done, and it had come back that, yes, it was breast cancer. It was a very aggressive kind. They said they would like to go and take some of my lymph nodes out under my arm to see if it had spread there, and it had already spread two lymph nodes within this time. And so my next journey was to have a lumpectomy done on that breast and to take as much tissue as needed to get rid of the cancer, visible cancer. And then after that, I did radiation treatments for 30 some days, and also did several rounds of chemotherapy. And I have been in remission ever since, and you know, very grateful that the lump did appear. And I do want to say to people, they need to go and get their mammograms done. Even though it did not show up on me, you need to consider how many years have passed since I had my mammogram and what technology they have today with the 3D mammo that they have now, and they're able to really see the most minute tiny lump in your breast now, and they can detect things so much faster and quicker. So I don't want people to say, well, hey, she went and they didn't see anything on her mammogram. But I want you also to remember the technology that just has expanded over the years. And I know the local hospitals, Pella and Knoxville and in Des Moines and stuff, they all now are getting the 3D mammos, and they just have so much more technology and the different ultrasounds they can do to detect things so much quicker. So I'm out here too to encourage people to go and get their mammograms, go to the doctor and get that a yearly physical, because you might miss something when you're examining your breast that the doctor might pick up on, or just things that you tell them, or how you're feeling. And so both those things are very important for women's health. So.
And based on your story too, it's important for, you know, women to, you know, continually make those routine examinations, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, it is. Yep, do routine examinations yourself monthly. They say to try to do that, when it's not on your cycle, you know, kind of stay away from that. And so it's just all important. Your health, your eating habits, how you take care of yourself. And we have families out there, and we want to be there for those families. We have kids, and husbands, and we want to be there to take care of them till we are gone, and it's very important. So I just encourage everyone to go and get their mammograms done, go for your yearly physicals, and just take care of yourselves.
So it sounds like, based on how things went for you, you turned out to be a pretty lucky individual then. Am I right in saying that?
Yep, you can say that. And I'm not going to say I still think about it. And every year when it comes time to go to get my mammogram done, I do get a little nervous and get a little worried and everything. But once I go and have it done and they give me my pink paper and tell me that, hey, you're okay for another year, then I'm fine. I'm okay. And it's just all part of life. And I want to be here for my kids and my grandkids and my husband. And, you know, I want to I want to see all that stuff they're going to do, graduations, weddings, you know, and ball games. So,
one more thing before I let you go here. What would be a piece of advice that you would give to someone or family members of someone that is going through a scenario like that?
I would say probably the hardest thing for me when I was going through that was letting people do things for me. Whether it was bringing over a meal or offering to, hey, let me do a load of towels for you. I can do some laundry. I can come over and help clean the house. You know, that was, let them help you. Because that, they feel helpless too. Because here you are, you're sick. They don't know what to do. They're worried too. And they just want to do stuff to help you. And that's the only thing they know to do is, you know, to bring you a meal or help you do your laundry, clean your house, or run your children somewhere. If they need to go somewhere and you just don't have that pep and energy that day to do it, if they can do that for you, let them do it. Get your groceries, you know, just to pick up a few groceries. So let them help you in that way. It makes them feel like they are doing something and helping you through this process too. And to find that a person you can talk to about it, because there's a lot of up and down emotions when you're going through when you find out you have to have surgery and then going through the chemo or radiation, and you're going to have days where you don't feel very good and just laying there thinking about things. It's okay to, if you find that person that you can talk to about it, and those feelings are very normal that you're going to be going through too. Don't think they're not. That it's all normal, part of the process, and then I'll pray for you too that you will come through this and you will be okay.
Thanks to Cindy Crozier of Knoxville for joining us on today's program. If you miss any of our Let's Talk programs, find them under the podcast section at KNIAKRLS.com and subscribe through Apple, Google, or Spotify to never miss an episode. That concludes today's Let's Talk Knoxville.